mix of culture and with supervisors who have your back.
Could you speak up?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just... Wait, how do I apply?
Oh, keep reading.
Oh! Geico is hiring. Go online to geico.job/Houston to apply today.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Indeed, and what a lot of sports we have to talk about tonight. Get your butts out to Madison's in Beaumont. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Madison's in Beaumont, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort back in studio, producer Nick out here with us in Beaumont. If you want to get in today, well, don't worry about the phone lines because we don't take calls when we're on the road. But you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll be happy to read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. No Twitch today. And it is a Thursday, and very happy to be back at Madison's in Beaumont. First time we've been back at Madison's in a while. Really nice place. And if you're just getting
on, it's a great place, tremendous place.
It's the best.
The best.
There's good and bad people. No, there's just good people. So
no, there's some bad people.
Now, don't look at the Popes when you say that.
Yeah.
That's like the A-team of the 97.5 listeners here. So,
okay.
But, yeah, we're out here at Madison's. If you're just getting off work, if you just dropped the kids off at school, if you just got out of prison, either way, come on out and see us. Hang out. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock. We're going to take you right up to the Astros-Rays Game 5, which starts at 6:07. So, yeah, we're gonna get you there. So, shorter show than usual. But that doesn't mean it's going to suck. In fact, I think this is going to be a fantastic show.
Okay.
I'm that stoked about it.
Well, I'm excited if you're excited.
I'm not going to lie. I was dragging ass the whole time I was here. I'm like yawning. I'm like, oh, man, I got no energy. And then, boom, as soon as the show starts, I'm like, dude, let's do this. Let's crush some souls.
Oh, well, let's crush.
Okay, cool.
Did you... Does the two series results from last night... And we were on air during the Cardinals-Braves matchup.
Yeah, so that
so
one,
we knew pretty early.
Yeah, no kidding.
But and if you went to bed in the seventh inning, you probably felt like, well, Dodgers are in again. They are not. Spoiler alert. If you DVR'd the Dodgers-Nationals game, spoiler alert,
right,
they
how,
are
how many,
not.
How many people driving around right now, raise your hands, DVR'd the Dodgers game and haven't watched it yet? Okay, quit lying.
Okay.
Stop.
So, that said, both road teams win Game 5. Two upsets in Game 5. Does that raise your level of concern for tonight's game?
Well, I...
Because you seemed really confident yesterday.
Well, I think...
And I'm not confident.
Well, here's... I'll say this. I've been saying all along, the pressure's always on the better team when you get to a Game 5. The team with the better record that's supposed to win, especially when you were up 2-0. So, yeah, I think there's more pressure on the Astros. I don't think the results of those games necessarily correlate with anything, although I was listening to Charlie on the way over, and he said it's like 20-8 for road teams in Game 5s.
Jeez.
So here's what I'll suggest for Astros fan, okay? I'm going to – so no matter what happens, you're going to be happy. Get on my bookie, put $100 in there, and go bet it on the Rays at plus 175, which okay. I've already done. So if the Astros win, you're happy. It's worth the. It was worth sacrificing the $100. The Rays win, at least you get some money out of it.
Okay.
Plus 175 is a good price.
That is a good
price. For a team that has outplayed the Astros throughout this series.
Yeah.
So, I'm you know, not that I say bet baseball, but in this case, bet baseball.
No, not me.
So
I'm just going to cross my fingers
well,
for them.
I mean, you're not like an Astros fan. I'm talking about people who are going to be depressed if they lose.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to help you out, people. Because I don't want you to be sad tomorrow, no matter what happens.
So if you do that and they win and you get, you know, extra $175 in your account that you can go lose on something like horses, not that I'm talking about anybody I know, then why not? I had some extra money in my account because I was playing in-game hockey last night.
Oh, boy.
Had a little bit to drink. And
you're getting to another level with this.
Yeah, and I woke up this morning and there was a lot more in my account than what I started with.
That happens to you often.
I know. Well, I've also told you I've had nights where I wake up and it's like, what the hell happened to all my money? So I went ahead and rolled a little bit over into the Rays. I do have one hockey play tonight, Devils and Oilers over 6.5.
Okay.
3-1, giving that one away now. That's it. No more talk of that, but that's my play for the night. But, yeah, somebody said they got the Rays at 215. That's awesome.
True.
Yeah, the higher the number, the better, right? You just want to – that way you feel good tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I feel like I can see a lot of scenarios where they lose this game. I think they're going to win. I'm pretty confident they're going to win. But I'm not going to be shocked, and nor should anyone. And I think you look at what happened to the Dodgers last night. Now, I'm willing to bet this with you right now. There's no way in hell A.J. Hinch mismanages his pitchers the way Dave Roberts did last night.
Well, I mean, you could argue that he already has.
Yeah, see, I don't think that was necessarily the case. We talked about that yesterday. But how are you – well, I don't mind the Kershaw thing as much. Maybe after the first home run, you might want to get somebody else in.
Yeah.
But what are you doing in the 10th? I mean, you've got all these guys lined up that you could bring in. And you just leave him out there, and he's getting dinked and dinked and dinked, and then bam. So,
well, what I will say in his defense is Joe Kelly has been, well, had been solid recently.
Oh, no, he's been great, but you kind of have to read things in the moment, right?
Does he
really need to go out for that next inning when you've got arms?
Probably not.
Really good bullpen arms?
Probably not.
So I think that was...
I honestly thought...
I don't know that it mattered. I think once they tied it up, I think the Nationals were going to find a way to win. But I do feel like he mismanaged.
Yeah, I felt like there's some decisions that could have been made differently. But, again, you get to these spots where it's like you're in a high-pressure situation, high-leverage situation. Don't you want to give the ball to your best guys?
Yeah, and, but I also think that in those situations, and I've said this many times, managers and coaches choke too.
Yeah.
Just like players do. As far as that making me more or less worried about the Astros, not really. I was already kind of worried because, like I said, if they get down early, it's going to be a lot like the other night. They start pressing, they don't hit. And if they get up early, then I think it's a different animal. I think they run away and hide.
Okay.
Because I think it'll get contagious, and all these cats that aren't hitting will start hitting.
I just my concern would be that the Rays score first.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one of those games where you don't want the opposing team to get on the board first.
Well, because the
Rays are confident right now, and the Astros are not confident right now. All the wheelbarrows and stuff like that, they seem like they're in the shed right now. There's not a lot of swagger going on out there.
Well, and especially if they get a lead early against, you know, the guy you kept saying, oh, there's no way.
This is the guy that they.
This is the guy we want, right?
Our ace in the hole, yeah.
Then everybody's going to start panicking, and it's natural. So.
And the Rays have said that medical cleared Tyler Glasnow to go deep into the game tonight. I still don't think he will. I think you'll see him pitch 4 or 5 innings. And then I think that I don't know if they'll go. I think they'll go to Charlie Morton, but they could also look at what the Dodgers did last night and go, you know what? Let's just hand it over to our bullpen. We've got the best bullpen for a reason. Let's let them finish this thing out. But I think it's really important for the Astros to get to Glasnow.
Yeah.
And if they can get to him, I think that they'll win. But if they get to the fifth inning and they haven't put a crooked number up yet, I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, I think the longer it goes on, obviously you like the Rays back in better than you do the Astros.
Certainly.
And so not that they can't win if they get down, but they really haven't been a team that comes back all year.
No.
So they are front runners, and that's one of the things that concerns you too, because those are the kind of teams that get fairly predictable. But having said all that, I mean, I know you were saying, well, you bring Charlie Morton in after that. Boy, off of 2 days rest, How many innings do you really expect to get him?
Just a couple. I'm thinking one or two.
You were saying five yesterday. I'm like, I don't know how you do that after.
No, I think it's probably more like two. Wouldn't he be on the same rest Verlander was on?
No, because he pitched.
He pitched game three, yeah.
Yeah, he pitched game three on Monday, so he had Tuesday, Wednesday off.
Yeah.
So you'd be asking a lot from him. But I don't think you need that. You got 12 guys out there you can throw.
You may have another inning or two out of Blake Snell because he didn't go very long in that game the other night.
Yeah.
That could have just been looked at as his bullpen day. And he'd be, you know, but then you're kind of throwing off your rotation a little bit if you do see the Yankees. But to me, you can't be thinking about that.
No, you never worry.
Especially because the Rays are a team that they do that bullpen day. They can do that. Let's say you throw Blake Snell and then you use Charlie Morton in game one. Game two, you can just have a bullpen day. And it's not ideal, but you're going to do one anyway.
And I kind of think this kind of gets back to the Dodgers last night. You can't worry about, what we'll do when we get to the next series. You have to win.
Well, do you feel like the Dodgers did do that?
I think they left a lot of arms in the bullpen that they could have used.
See, I thought by bringing Kershaw in, they were saying, we're not worried about what's to come. We're going for it.
I think so, except for the fact that, I don't know, you left Kelly in way too long when you had other guys out there. I mean, you got to get to the next series. That's it. That's all that matters. And, the Nationals, you go back to the wild card game where they pitched Scherzer and Strasburg.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going for it. And I think, whoever wins tonight, I don't really care if the Astros want to throw Verlander back out there, if they want to throw Greinke. I don't care. If you got to get past this game. You worry about the Yankees when you get there. And, the way their rotation's set up, they're going to be fine. You're still going to, no matter what, theoretically, six starts out of Greinke, Cole, Verlander.
Right.
And it just doesn't matter how they fall. So, to me, the whole thing is just get through tonight.
Yep.
That's it. 713-780-3776, if you wish to text the show. I'd be happy to take your text. And then Josh Rapp, who's probably still hung over, how about them Cardinals? Yeah, you could celebrate after the first inning yesterday. There was like, okay, you win. There was no way.
It wasn't changing.
Yeah, and I heard Charlie today on the way in, and it's like, if you're the Astros, would you rather lose like the Braves did, if you're going to have to lose, or would you rather lose like the Dodgers did?
I'll be honest, as the home team, I'd rather lose like the Dodgers lost. Because we were talking about that yesterday. You imagine you pay $500 for a pair of tickets.
Yeah.
You pay $50 to park. You go buy, Torchy's Tacos and, pay $12 for some beers. And by the time you get to your seat, it's 9-0.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a kick in the balls.
Because that's going to cost you another $100 worth of beers because there's nothing else to do except sit there and get plastered, right?
Yeah, and honestly, your instinct at that point is to just leave.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'd be mine. I'd be like, you know what? I ain't got time for this.
I'm not sitting around for this nonsense.
So, but I do think I feel pretty good about their chances tonight. And obviously so does Vegas. But, it's one game. So we'll see what happens. And I do think it's going to be close. And so it says poor Atlanta fan base, first 28-3, blew it in the Super Bowl in 10 runs. I don't feel too sorry for Atlanta fan.
Wah.
Yeah. Atlanta fan got to a Super Bowl. You know how many times the Texans have done that?
How many?
Many as I have, AJ.
Oh.
As many as I have. So, I do feel bad for people who bought tickets for that. And it's like, I guess the good news is if you were just going to watch with friends in a bar, you're like, okay, I don't have to watch this now.
Yeah, let's just hang out.
Yeah, let's get drunk. Let's go to Madison's and just drink.
Yeah.
And not worry about it.
Big deal.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I was saying earlier, if you want to put some money on the race tonight so that you don't feel so bad if the Astros do lose, or maybe you want to bet the Astros, or maybe you want to bet that hockey over I gave you, well, you know where to go, mybookie.ag. And, guys, you can I was playing the in-game last night on a bunch of the hockey games. You can jump in there even after the game started, and the lines change, and you can bet as you go, and it's a lot of fun. You got NFL tonight. You can play. You got college football. All of it is on mybookie.ag. And if you sign up, they're going to double your first deposit. They've got all sorts of deposit options for you. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive Double Your Money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. And the best part is you win, you get paid. They actually pay out. And believe me, a lot of these sites, some of the gamble is putting your money in there. Well, that's not the case of MyBookie. You can get in, you can play all the things we've talked about, and when you win, you can cash out, get that money right there in your bank account, and you're a happy camper. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code radio, play, win, get paid, MyBookie.
All right, guys, if you own your home, listen up, grab your smartphone, and start saving money now with TGS Insurance Agency. If you don't know what you're paying on your home policy, you should probably take the time to find out. Maybe you had a close call with a flood, and you're like, man, I really need to get home flood insurance for my house. Great time to do it. And the great thing about TGS is they are saving customers so much money. In fact, this year they're saving an average of $870 with TGS. If you're saving $870 a year, I mean, you're going to be able to add flood insurance and still save money on top of what you're paying now. And it's so simple to do. It takes about 15 seconds. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323, and they're going to ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds or less. And if you're signed up with somebody else, you just renewed, they don't care. They'll take care of all that for you. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving today.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Madison's in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Madison's in Beaumont. Get your butts out here, Beaumont, if you're just getting off of work or whatever you're doing. If you're out driving around, come on out to Madison's. You know where it is, Dallin Road. I'm a little irritated with the females in my house, AJ.
Okay.
You know, the dog's been really good. Hadn't destroyed anything or killed any cats or anything like that in a long time. In a while, yeah. She's growing up. But you still, whenever you leave, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, you got to put her in the kennel.
Right.
Because if you leave her by herself, she's going to get into something.
Okay.
So I'm upstairs taking a nap because I know it's going to be a long day. Got up, did all my sports map stuff, taking a nap. I wake up, and the dog runs upstairs, and she's got something in her mouth. I'm like, what the hell? It's got my freaking wallet.
Oh, no.
She's eaten my global reentry card. She's eaten my driver's license. I've got to go get those replaced now.
Oh.
A couple of credit cards, but not ones that I use. And so I'm like, what the hell? How do you let this? Because, you know, the.
Oh, you blame the wife?
Well, yeah, it's 100% her fault. She was working from home today. She just decided to go to the store and leave the dog out.
Oh. And dogs, they know. They'll wait to do bad stuff till you're not around. They're just like kids.
Well, and that's what she does. I've gotten to where I can't even leave her for 10 minutes because she'll find something to get into. But if you put her in, she's fine in the kennel, no problem. She doesn't complain. She goes right in. She pops right out. Never destroys a thing. But if you leave her by herself, like she gets into my backpack. Mostly it's my stuff she destroys. That's the other thing that pisses me off. If you're gonna be the one to screw up and leave the dog out, I want her eating your stuff. I mean, it's only fair, right?
That seems fair.
Go chew her expensive shoes up.
Pass her shoes to the dog and let her see how it feels.
Yeah, well, but she won't do it like that. It's got to be her idea. So I've got to go get a new driver's license and a new global reentry card, thanks to somebody not putting the dog in the kennel, or at least waking me up and saying, hey, I'm leaving. I mean,
well,
think you would communicate that.
I get to go home and have another talk with my 7-year-old about what's appropriate to discuss at school.
Uh-oh. What did he do now?
This one, I guess it's not as bad as some other things, but I just want to let you know of some things that Holden was saying today at lunch to another student. Apparently, they were both going back and forth, insulting each other. Things like, you look like a girl, and your face sucks. Then Holden took it a little too far. He said, you belong in the toilet, and I'm going to call the Navy to come and shoot you.
Okay, that...
We've already spoken to him, and we can tell that he feels really bad about saying what he said. He apologized to the other student, and they are still friends. We just wanted to let you know that he is bringing this kind of language to school. Please talk to him at home about this. Thank you for all of your support at home.
Why the Navy?
I don't know.
Because of the toilet? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a mystery to me.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, the toilet thing's not that bad, but when you start talking about getting him shot.
Yeah.
That would be my line as a parent. It's like, yeah, I'm going to have the Navy come shoot you. Although I'm pretty sure at one point my son told somebody that dad's mafia friends were going to come shoot him.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, son.
You know, I our kids are kind of paralleled on some things. It's pretty funny. At least mine did turn out great, finally.
Kids are bad.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Don't have them. Just, if you have a baby, eat it.
Don't do that because then you'll go to jail. Just think long and hard about bringing kids into the world.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's enough of them out there.
Yeah.
TR says, I smell a divorce. No. Listen, if I divorced a woman every time that they screwed up, I'd been married 3.5 times by now. Definitely.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to do some math.
Yeah. Nope. I'm entitled to be irritated that I've now got to spend, $25 for a new reentry card and $50 for a new driver's license, and I got to go to the damn DMZ to do it.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
And so that's when I'm really going to be pissed. That, you know. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show, you can do that. And so I know I guess we won't really have too much time to talk about it because tomorrow is going to be kind of football heavy and then whatever happens tonight, but how do you see the NL series going?
I kind of like the Nationals. I mean, maybe it's square, but I feel like they've just got they've got more pitching, they've got more offense. I mean, the only thing they won't have is home field advantage. So I tend to lean that way. The Nationals were, I mean, we talked about how they started the season and then how they finished the season. That's a team that's playing really well right now. It's kind of like the people didn't want to see Oakland for that same reason.
Right.
That's kind of the Nationals to me. And to me, the Nationals are, you beat the Dodgers, you're legit. You're not a joke. So,
right.
And obviously, you know, we've talked a lot. When you've got Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg that you can throw out there on back-to-back nights, you're going to give a lot of teams problems.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how they shuffle all their pitching now,
yeah.
Considering that they did have to burn a lot of guys. But again,
but luckily the Cardinals played 5 games too, so they've got the same deal.
The only difference was the Cardinals were able to coast.
Except Flaherty still pitched 5 innings and 100 pitches. Like, if you have a 13-0 lead, why is your starting pitcher going 100 pitches? Does that make any sense?
No. A lot of people asking, is Brad Powers going to be on? We can't have Brad
Unfortunately,
on.
Unfortunately, no.
No, because he's on his show until 6.
Yeah.
So we can't have him today, which is unfortunate. Sucks. But I'm sure he'll be on with RJ tomorrow. We'll try to get some college football talk in then, too. So a lot of people tell me you can go online. The last time I did that, it wouldn't let me for some reason. So I'll try it when I get home. But I do not want to have to go sit in the DMV because somebody didn't put the dog in the kennel.
No.
Am I wrong for being pissed off about that?
No. It's okay. Perfectly reasonable.
Okay. Because, I mean, if I'm going to leave and she's up there sleeping, I'm not. I'm going to put the dog in the kennel.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go tell her, hey, I'm leaving. You might want to keep the door closed.
What time was this at?
It's about 10.
Well, that's what you get for being asleep at 10 o'clock.
I wanted to be right for the show today because I was up at 5 doing work and then got all my work done, did a bunch of show prep, and said, you know what, take a nap. So I know it's going to be a long day. It's a long drive. And then going to be up all night for the game. So I wanted to be rested and have a good show today.
Yeah, that was a bad call by you.
Okay, so prioritizing the show makes it my fault.
I love how taking a nap is prioritizing the show.
Well, it is. It is.
All right.
I wanted to be 100% for this. If I just stayed up, I'd have gotten here and I'd be like, oh, man, what's going on, Hoffman? Sports. Yeah. Yeah, we don't want that. Nobody wants that.
All right.
At least I didn't get hurt and not be able to make it.
That's true. It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Did you see?
Some people.
Did you see? This is already happening. And now keep in mind, climate change is not a thing, right?
It's not real.
A potentially historic winter storm will slam the north central USA over the next few days with up to 2 feet of snow possible in some areas.
Not my problem.
No, but I mean, what are we doing with potentially historic storms like every week now? Really. Basically, Eastern Washington and Montana to Colorado. So Colorado, it'll be bad for Tepper. But the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Northern Wisconsin.
I mean, at least those people are all equipped for
heavy
snow.
Record
right?
low temperatures are also possible across western USA.
Okay.
It'll produce severe storms and heavy rain and critical to extreme fire weather threats. I don't know what fire weather threats are. But
I don't know what fire weather threats. I would assume that would be like a really dry situation.
Maybe. Well, guess what they've named this winter storm?
What have they named it?
Aubrey.
Okay.
I don't know why we're getting...
When winter storms need to have names, you know it's a bad situation.
Well, that's what they've been doing that for years now.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts. Aubrey? Okay. But, so watch out for that over the Midwest. We're actually supposed to drop 30 degrees tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, boy.
It's close to 90 right now. But then tomorrow it's supposed to get in the mid to high 80s.
Okay.
And by 6 o'clock it's going to be 59.
Oh, all right. Well, that'll feel like how it'll feel just like our office yesterday.
Exactly. Actually, no, it'll be balmy compared to that. So
I was like, I need a winter coat in the office yesterday. It was bad.
Oh, somebody says, does it make me a bad fan if I bet on Tampa and don't care if I lose the money? No, no, that was the whole point. Makes you a good fan.
Yeah, Fred's a believer in that.
Yeah, yeah. So, remember, AJ, it's meditation time.
That's true. That's what I like to call it.
Oh. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, what do we have here?
Allied Outdoor Solutions.
And, guys, they can help you with all kinds of things. If you need to build on outside, what you want a custom outdoor kitchen, you want a patio cover, fire features, you name it, they can beautify your backyard. Or maybe you just need to upgrade what you have. Well, give them a call, 713-465-0400. They'll renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway, and they'll use the Carvstone overlay. And, guys, the Carvstone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's durable, 2 times stronger than concrete. They back it up with a 7-year warranty. And how about this? They've got all kinds of monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And that's why everybody raves about Allied Outdoor Solutions. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They even have an A-plus rating. How do you beat that? So save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway or check out the Carvstone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.
All right, let me tell you about Top Brass Military. If you are into, well, first of all, if you're a police officer or you're an outdoorsman or you're a security guard, if you're active duty military, this is a great place to get your gear. I went in working on one of my old uniforms. I went in to get some insignia. And not only did they have all the stuff that they had when I was in the military, they had all the brand new cool stuff that they get now, which is way, way cooler than what I had back in the old days when I had a metal helmet and, you know, it didn't have real boots. It was really hard back in Nam. But now they've got really top of the line stuff, and they've got it all at Top Brass Military. All the boots, all the jackets, all the helmets, bulletproof vests, and all the big brands, Under Armour, 5.11 Tactical, Yeti, Pelican, Condor, and much more. They've got two great locations in the Houston area, 2500 North Freeway and down in Stafford, 11941 Southwest Freeway. Come check it out today. Tell them AJ sent you. That's Top Brass Military and Tactical. Find out more info at topbrassmilitary.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Madison's in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Fred Fowler
and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Madison's in Beaumont. And if you're just getting off work or just getting out of school or whatever you're doing, get your butts out here, have yourself a drink, and enjoy life. Did you see who finally weighed in on the NBA thing?
I mean, everyone.
Well, your guy. I've been waiting for Donald Trump to weigh in.
Oh, okay.
He finally did weigh in. And he basically...
Just him trashing Kerr and Popovich?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not weighing in on the situation. He's just asking those guys why they're not weighing in.
Yeah, he said, I thought it was pretty sad, actually. He got a sad in there. Sad. But
yet he's not going to say anything about it either.
Well...
Because he's got dealings as well.
I mean, it is funny watching these guys squirm because... And to the president's point, it's like, yeah, they'll talk about the United States very badly. Well, you can talk about the United States very badly. That's one of the things that makes our country great. You can say things about your own country. I'm with him. I get why they're afraid to say anything about China because they're already going to lose this money. But it is kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, but I mean, Popovich and Kerr, they're not losing any money. It's not their money.
No, but their teams are. And if they wind up not having the same salary cap to work with because of it, it will impact them. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
They know that. But that, I mean, that's, we talked about this before. When you do business with a different country, you got to play by their rules. And their rules apparently are no free speech.
Well, their rules are they, you know, they sort of own, I don't want to say they own America, but we're in debt to them. And this is kind of one of the places where we're paying up. Like, okay. We have to play by their rules now all of a sudden, which, like I've said before, I'm totally against. I'm a big believer in any time a place that has no freedom of speech doesn't want people who are free talking about things, that's a problem to me. That's a problem area for me. I think it's a really bad situation for the NBA, who likes to look at themselves as a woke league, that suddenly... They actually made the NFL look bad because the NFL was so not woke when it came to the Kaepernick stuff. The NBA was like, I'm not going to just shut up and dribble. Like, we're all for our human rights, blah, until this. And it's like, oh, well, yeah.
It's complicated, AJ.
No Hong Kong signs at our games. None of that. We're going to have to leave, sir. It's really weird for a league that's tried to be so forward thinking about things like that, that suddenly they look very NFL-ish in that regard.
It's a bad look.
And I don't mean that in a good way.
No.
And this is really Adam Silver, who's been kind of the model commissioner so far. This is really kind of the first black mark on his resume. It's the first time that you've looked at it and go, oh, he didn't really handle this all that well. Because for the most part, he's done a really good job.
Oh, yeah, I think he's done a great job. And I mentioned this the other day.
I don't know that there is a good way to handle this situation, honestly.
Well, he's basically pissed off everybody now.
I mean,
he's pissed off the Chinese. He's pissed off Republicans, Democrats, you name it. It really is. He's gotten himself into a bad situation. And whether or not, I don't know that it's his fault that he's having to deal with this. But the reality is there were better ways to handle it. I don't know how I would have handled it. But I do know that whatever he did didn't work.
Right.
And therefore, you got to call it a failure. I think this is the kind of thing that, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's going away anytime soon. And it's either going to wind up with them not doing business over there anymore, which, hey, I'm fine with. It's not money out of my pocket.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Or they're going to wind up pissing off people here. And you don't want to lose fans here. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. So I saw this story, and it made me think of something that we've talked about before.
Animal sex?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Have we talked about animal sex?
Yes, and we're not supposed to do it anymore, so I just wanted to make sure you weren't going to take us down that
road.
You're
still mad that because you put something on the Facebook page of an elephant banging a giraffe, and we got in trouble for that.
Yeah, interspecies animal sex is really frowned upon by society.
I thought it was a funny picture, but
yeah, but it's, I mean, you and I have demented senses of humor. The average human can't handle seeing a wolf have sex with a cat. It's just,
who doesn't think that's funny?
The cat.
Well, you know,
I mean,
hashtag,
for starters,
hashtag meow too. Okay,
That was really inappropriate also. I don't stand by that joke. That was Fred Fowler's joke. I want nothing to do with that Meow-2 joke.
Sad.
Sad. It's 2019, Fred. Seriously? Grow up.
No. I got no interest in growing up. Jeez, as soon as I grow up, I die.
That's true.
So you're I'm going to stay an immature little bitch.
Well, you can't grow up because you've reached the age where you shrink now.
That's true.
So we used to be the same height when I met you, and now you're like my kid's height. You're shrinking by the day.
Oh, well, it's all moving downward.
Yeah, you're just compacting. Yeah. You're melting into yourself. That's all right. Your bones are melting.
Well, I'm one of these adults. I think you are too. More than a third of adults would prefer to never know someone's name than to ask them to repeat it again.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone through this. And I meet somebody, and if I get your name the first time, I got it.
No, I don't.
I won't remember. I won't forget it. But if I don't, I'm too embarrassed to ask you a second time, and you're always going to be bud or amigo or what's going on, man.
If I interact with you 15 to 20 times, it's a coin flip that I remember your name.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm saying the same thing. It's a coin flip. But if I don't know it?
If I've interacted with you less than 5 times, it's almost a lock that I don't remember your name.
Well,
unless you wear a name tag.
You know what?
That is helpful to me.
I actually think that's a great idea. I think everybody who comes to a roadshow should wear a name tag.
I like when one thing that we did wrong at the listener party this year was we did away with the name tag system. That name tag system really helped me last year.
Yeah.
And because, not so much this year.
Yeah, because I don't, when people come up and say, hey, remember me? It's like, yeah, I remember you, but I don't remember your name.
The guy that keeps yelling out Rockets, I almost feel bad for him because he is so excited about a product that's inevitably going to disappoint him. I mean, the season hasn't even started, and he is so jacked up that he's got to yell out his favorite team's name randomly in a bar. And it's a team that they're not going to win. They're going to do what they do every year. They're going to win a bunch of pointless regular season games, and then they're going to break your heart in the playoff. That's the Rockets' way. It's not going to change, but you're so pumped. And I bet, raise your hand, do you believe that it's going to be different this year? Yeah, okay. So he's just used, he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's like the guy who goes to the strip club every night for like 3 weeks, pays for dances from the same girl, and thinks that she's really starting to like him. And she's about to, like, tonight I'm going to go, and she's not going to charge me for dances, and she's probably going to take me home. I got news for you, buddy. It doesn't change. It doesn't change. Sorry to take you off what we were talking about.
I just had to.
I'm just trying to throw this guy a parachute before he falls out of the plane recklessly. Rockets! Rockets! Oh. That's where he's headed right now. I'm trying to get him a parachute before the season starts because he is way too jazzed about this.
It's no different than marriage. You know, yeah. You get married and you think, oh, this is going to be so great. It's going to be so great. And you get so disappointed at the end of the season.
Well, you know what it is.
Yeah. So that's all it is. All right. Well, guys, if you're going to drink and scream and do all kinds of fun stuff, you got to try Cheers. And how about this? Playoff baseball is officially here. Hopefully it'll be here for more games than tonight. But if not, you need to take advantage of this great offer that CheersHealth.com has for you. They want you to be on your game. So that means if you're going to go tonight and get blitzed when you get up tomorrow, you need to get back to work, be ready to go again Saturday. You watch the game, you drink, you take Cheers. You're going to feel better the next day, at least 50%, or they'll give you your money back. And when you feel better, you root harder. And when the Astros fans are rooting hard, guess what? The team's unstoppable. They're going to need you to be loud tonight. So do your part in bringing the World Series back to Houston by going to CheersHealth.com. Enter promo code CrushCity19. CrushCity19 at checkout. You'll get 19% off your next order of Cheers. That's CheersHealth.com, code CrushCity19 for 19% off of all Cheers products. So if you call yourself a fan, be sure to stock up on Cheers now. They want you as fresh for Game 5 tonight as you were for Game 1. Just 3 capsules after your last drink makes all the difference. Order today at CheersHealth.com. Promo code CrushCity19.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Madison's in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Madison's in Beaumont. Come on out if you're looking for something to do. There's still tables available. Although I see a lot of reserved. So, yeah. I kind of feel like we're a band playing the rodeo because like all the people listening are at the bar area, so there's this big gap. And then there's a few people here at the tables. So, I'm at least what I imagine it would be like to play at the rodeo where you're out in the middle of the arena like that.
Boy, what number did you say you got on the Rays?
175.
Current numbers are Astros minus 280, Rays plus 245.
I am going to go punch another ticket then. All right, let's just take away the brilliant idea of mine to
okay,
where you're happy no matter what, right? Let's take that away for a minute. Is that not a great value on a team that has been the better team?
Yes. Especially considering the Astros seem so frustrated, this is a different one because I don't know if the Rays can hit Gerrit Cole. Now, are we going to see the same Gerrit Cole we saw game two?
Well,
I'm guessing it's unlikely because that was once in a generation.
That's what we said about. Oh, no way, Patrick Mahomes can repeat what he did last
right.
year either, and. So far, it's been pretty good. But, yeah, I mean, he's not going to be that good. But does he need to be that good? Do you need 15 strikeouts out of him? No. Just put up zeros.
I'll say this. What the Rays have done since that Gerrit Cole loss is they've been a lot more selective about what they swing at. And they did it really well against Greinke.
Yeah.
They are not swinging out of the zone. And even it really – you know, when it started is at the end of game two when Osuna came in and he wasn't getting calls on borderline pitches and
right.
anything breaking out of the zone, the Rays were doing a good job of laying off. And they've been super disciplined ever since. If they can bring that approach and force Gerrit Cole to work heavy in the zone, I think the Rays have a shot.
Yeah,
but nobody's really beating him up.
I think it's less likely to work with Cole because he has so many pitches that look like they're in the zone.
And he throws much harder than Greinke
does. Yeah, and that was the one big difference, I think, between him and Greinke is he'll make some mistakes, but his stuff is so good that they're not going to be able to take advantage of it the same way they did
But Greinke. Let's remember, that's the same problem the Astros had with Glasnow because he's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball guy, 85-mile-an-hour curveball, and I keep thinking back to the strike that Correa took, or he swung at a ball that literally bounced in front of the plate, a curveball that bounced in front of the plate, looked ridiculous because he's having a hard time picking it up out of his hand. I don't know who's going to win the game tonight, but I think 100% the Astros are being overvalued with this number.
Yeah, I agree. So, like I said, I just say do it so tomorrow, if they lose, you're not so mad. You're like, you know what? I'm going to take this money and go buy some really good beer.
Who would you think – what's the order of guys who you'd expect to see out of the bullpen this time? Because my guess is Wade Miley and Jose Urquidy, or that's the two guys that are on standby.
Boy, I don't want to see Wade Miley.
I think Wade Miley will only be used situationally against a lefty.
He can't get lefties out, righties out, small children. I don't need to see him. I think anybody else but Miley.
Projected lineups out today. Springer, Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, Yordan, Yuli, Correa, Reddick, Machete.
I thought I saw Brantley hitting second.
Maybe what I'm looking at is wrong. For the Rays, it's got Meadows, Tommy Pham, G-Man Choi, Garcia, Lau, Darno, Wendell, Kiermaier, Adames. So, and I'm listen.
Yeah, 41 minutes ago. Here's your batting
order. Oh, they updated it.
Yeah. Well,
Or maybe this site's just got it wrong.
Yeah, I think they just gave you the lineup and not the batting order.
Okay.
Springer, Brantley second, Altuve third, Bregman batting cleanup, Alvarez five, Yuli six, Correa seven, Reddick eight, Machete ninth.
So. Okay. If you are a believer in things like this, Jerry Meals, who's the home plate umpire, and this is the kind of stuff that I looked at when I used to bet baseball.
Yeah.
So take it for what it's worth. The underdog in his games are 225 and 265. And that may seem like, oh, that's great for the home team. Baseball's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because there's no point spread. So if you bet blindly on every underdog that Jerry Meals has been the home plate umpire for, you would be at plus $3,800, over an 8% return on investment. Specifically, road underdogs would be a 10.5% ROI. So you can make money betting on underdogs with him behind the plate.
Well, my wager is in, and hopefully.
I think there's value on the under seven as well. I think that. I believe this is a 2-1 game or a 3-2 game. I don't know who wins, but I think it's a really tightly fought game. I don't think we're going to see some kind of blowout like we saw in the Cardinals game. I don't think either one of these two pitching staffs are going to let that happen.
I'm still not going to be surprised if it gets out of hand, but just because it's a game five. All it's going to take is for one of those guys to be off their game, and the bats go nuts, and then I think it just implodes one way or the other. So I could see it doing that. I don't know that it is going to be. That it is a lock to be a close game. 713-780-ESPN. So,
but I will say, I mean, it's easy for me to say under. You got a guy with a 2.50 ERA against a guy with a 1.78 ERA starting. So you've got some really good pitching on the mound tonight.
I have something that I think we need to add to our office.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Flyers have created this thing called a rage room.
Okay.
Where basically fans go in and smash things when they're mad. TVs, plates, glasses, to get all the rage out. I kind of think this is a good idea. I think we need to put a specific office in our building where people can just go smash stuff. Now, they got to smash their own stuff. Don't be smashing my stuff. But we have a lot of angry people.
Well, there's a lot of places. I forget. I don't know if we have one in Houston, but there are places where you can pay to go spend 15 minutes in a room with like a bat and just tear stuff up.
Yeah, we do have places like that in Houston.
There are places. Do you know what it's called?
The first one, the one that always comes to mind, is called Tantrums.
Okay, so you can do that, just not at our office, but you can pay to go break up a bunch of stuff.
I think we should have one in our office.
I think you should just go to Tantrums and you can, like.
But no, why would I want to pay somebody when we could have
put a picture? Well, who's going to pay for the stuff in the rage room, Fred?
Whoever wants to rage, they have to bring their own stuff.
Okay. What I'm saying
is, Nick, believe me, Nick needs this. He has to work with Barry and Joel.
Nick does have some deep-seated rage.
And we know he's got rage issues, right?
Yeah. He's normally he's smooth and cool, but when he gets angry, it's like a switch is flipped on Nick. He turns into this monster.
But wouldn't you rather have him go and smash like a picture of Barry and a picture of Joel?
But you can do that at a place like Tantrums.
Well,
you can
why pay them? They're not advertising with us.
Because you're going to have to pay to buy all the stuff anyway. They provide the stuff for you to break.
No, people bring their own stuff to break. We're not paying for anything. If Nick's mad, Nick will bring pictures of Barry and Joel and smash them with his own
bat. Why doesn't he just do that at his house?
Yeah, because it'd be better to have it at the office. That's where all you guys get out of hand.
All right. Well, we're going to turn your office into a rage room.
No.
You don't use it anyway.
I've actually been using it a lot this week.
For a month, there was a yellow napkin, like a mustard-colored napkin, like a cloth napkin on Fred's desk that looked like he ate in there, but there was a cloth napkin. It did not move for a month straight. It was just right there.
It's still there.
It's still in the same spot?
Yeah. I use that for if I do eat in there. I have a napkin.
I mean.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I eat in my office. But if I'm going to eat in my office, I just bring in some paper towels. Or, you know, I...
Well, I'm sorry, you're not a fancy.
Are you taking that napkin and laundering it every night?
Not every night, no.
Because I swear it hasn't moved.
Oh, no, it's moved, like almost an inch.
And then, like, I mean, I don't know what kind of work you're doing, because unless you just set your computer on top of that napkin to work.
Well, I do that sometimes, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're an interesting guy.
There's nothing weird about that.
Oh, there's plenty of weird.
No.
And
no.
And we got plenty of guys at our office that I don't want to see what happens when they rage.
Well, we don't have to. That's why you close the door.
Like that guy that drank Tyler's beer?
Oh, yeah. Well.
You want to let him rage at our office?
Well, yeah, because I'd rather him do that than walk in with a machete and start chopping us up. Because you know that's happening.
It might be a misunderstanding.
You know, in the office odds of dude going crazy and whacking people, he's, I'd say, odds on.
Yeah.
Nick's up there. I mean, we got to get this rage out of him, man.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be there when they snap. I'd rather they get it out in the rage room.
Who else is high on that list? Oh, AD?
Oh, AD's so quiet, though. But, yeah, you could tell he gets irritated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's always a quiet one.
He's always he's good at hiding that he's angry at us, but he's always frustrated with – I know he's always frustrated with me.
Yeah. But
Michael Carroll.
Oh yeah, Michael Carroll is another odds on.
Michael Carroll's really good at like smiling and stuff, but I'm pretty sure if Michael Carroll could kill me and get away with it,
yeah,
he would definitely do it.
And then he'd give you that nice smile of his,
yeah,
right? That little hey, how are you smile.
Who else would do it? Who else is murderous in that office? Well, probably Dell.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Although he at least expresses his rage.
Oh, Charlie Polillo?
Definitely.
I think Charlie would murder me if he could.
Yeah.
If no one would ever find out.
Remarkable.
Yeah. I always think about that. If you knew no one would ever find out, like it was a 100% lock that you would get away with it, would you kill somebody?
No.
That guy would. Rockets guy would.
I think there's a... No, I wouldn't kill anybody. I don't have any interest in killing anyone. I mean, yes, I would like to be a serial killer, but that's only in a fictional perspective, not a real perspective.
Okay, what about this?
See, that's why I have fiction, is like I write all this stuff that I would never do.
If there was some kind of Big Brother system that knew everything that you'd ever done in your life, how long would you go to prison for?
Me? Nothing.
Everything you've ever done behind closed doors?
I've never killed anyone. I've never... assaulted anyone? No, I wouldn't go to prison for anything.
I would go to prison. I'm just telling you now, I'd go to prison.
Yeah, I mean, the closest thing would have been income tax.
Okay.
Me and Al Capone, right? But I paid it off, so.
You've never done any bad stuff.
Well, I mean, I've done.
You never, like, casually stole a car or something like that when you were young.
I stole a bike when I was, like, 12, and then I felt so bad I took it back the next day.
Huh. I have a friend. I don't want to say it was me, but I have a friend who stole a used car from a lot when he was in high school.
Really?
And when the heat started to get on, he put it in drive and let it drive.